SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He's giving thanks to God. Former President Trump thanking the Almighty for saving him from a would-be assassin's bullet during Saturday's rally in western Pennsylvania. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention gets underway today, and Mr. Trump has arrived in the city.
The former president said it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. Writing on social media, he said the country must stand united and not allow evil to win. Former First Lady Melania Trump also issued a statement describing the shooter as a monster who viewed her husband as an inhuman political machine, and she offered her sympathy to the families of the innocent shooting victims.
Echoing Mr. Trump's call for national unity, President Biden made a brief address last evening from the Oval Office.
We may disagree. We are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens. But most importantly, we're a fellow American.
In the aftermath of the assassination attempt, many questions, and many of those questions focus on how the gunman, armed with a long rifle, was able to gain access to a rooftop so close to the scene of the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. House Speaker Mike Johnson vowing a thorough congressional investigation. The would-be assassin, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, was shot to death by at least one Secret Service sharpshooter, but not before he killed one rally participant and injured two others in the crowd. Mr. Trump's upper right ear was grazed by a bullet. Also at SRNNews.com, electricity will likely be out for another week for hundreds of thousands of people in Houston after Hurricane Beryl brought down trees and power lines. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 218. This is SRN News. Democrats are going after the Family Research Council.
13 congressmen have sent a letter to the Internal Revenue Service urging an investigation of the ministry over its support for conservative causes. The Democrats question whether the FRC should be able to maintain a tax exemption as a, quote, association of churches. They suggest that it should be up to the government to decide what constitutes a church or an association of congregations for tax purposes. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that transgender people do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change the biological sex designation on their birth certificate. Under the previous law, transgender people had to have the operation and be diagnosed as having gender dysphoria before their official documents could be changed. The Hiroshima High Court found that those requirements are unconstitutional under Japanese law. This is SRN News. It's become a huge deal in the world of retailing, online, and beyond. Amazon's Prime Day deals are just around the corner.
It's summertime, and the bargains seem easy at a time when many consumer prices are high. July sales events have become a seasonal revenue driver for the retail industry since Amazon launched its first Prime Day in 2015. Amazon is holding its 10th Prime Day event Tuesday and Wednesday. Retail rivals like Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and newcomers TikTok Shop and Temu launched summer promotions ahead of Amazon, hoping to siphon off some of the e-commerce giant's savings-hungry shoppers. Ron Taylor reporting.
Hamas says Gaza ceasefire talks continue. At the same time, the group insists its top military commander is in good health, a day after the Israeli military targeted him with a massive airstrike that the Palestinians claim killed at least 90 people. More details, SRNNews.com.